VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Iran is warning of all-out war if anyone attacks it because of that drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called it an act of war. The U.S. blames Iran, but Tehran says it didn't do this. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country doesn't want a military confrontation. There would be a lot of casualties, he said, but he warned we won't blink to defend our territory. Rita Foley, Washington.
At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday. Dozens more are injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government said most of the victims were patients at a nearby hospital. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist blue and white party won the most seats in parliament in this week's election. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's election, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said he should lead the next government since his party won more seats. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is holding